ever since this recession hit, we have been relying almost exclusively, with some exceptions, but almost exclusively on the cuts. And that's why we've been, that's why we've racked up $6.8 billion in cuts. But you get what you pay for. And there's no way to build a $100 million bridge for $10 million. There's no innovation in the arsenal that allows that to happen. The rules of physics and math and supply and demand still apply. And so, yes, we are looking at putting forward a budget that is not only balanced and fiscally responsible, not only has the courage to make cuts, but also has the foresight to protect the priorities that allow our state to emerge from this recession quicker than other states. We need to educate, we need to innovate, we need to rebuild. A modern economy requires modern investments in order to create jobs. And that's not a Democratic or a Republican idea. That's a truth that we've proven out as a people time and time again. So the areas where we still have shortfalls in that we're addressing has to do with our operating budget, given the importance that we attach as a people to education. The other shortfall is in our pace of investment in rebuilding our infrastructure and also building new infrastructure like the red and purple line that allows us to live in a more sustainable way and protect our quality of life. And then the third area has to do with environmental protection, the pace at which we are investing in protecting the waters of the bay, because, I mean, through the Chesapeake Bay Trust Fund. Did I say that? I always get the trust fund mixed up with the Chesapeake Bay Restoration Fund, the flush tax.
On the subject of infrastructure, what's the likelihood of a gas tax increase this year? And is it still a good idea to do that with gas prices averaging more than $3 a gallon still in there?
Well, we'll have all these discussions. I didn't want to, you know, the way traditionally that we have paid for infrastructure is through a flat tax on a gallon of gasoline. And there's some other things that go into it as well, you know, the registration fees, the licensing fees, and the like. But when the flat fee of 23 cents was set on a gallon of gasoline, it was back in 1992, and the price of a gallon of gas then was, anybody know? Call it between $1.10 and $1.50. And that's the flat rate that we've been using to maintain an infrastructure system that is becoming more far-flung as land consumption has spread and as populations spread out and people commute further and further distances between an affordable home and the place where they work. So it is certainly down. The price of a gallon of gas is down from the $4 peak that it was. And somehow we have to find a way to make the modern investments that a modern economy requires to create jobs. What you'll see in this upcoming budget is a capital budget that is strong and puts those public oars in the water to drive greater private hiring and private employment, especially in the construction trades. Our state has some big needs on infrastructure, whether it's the water infrastructure, road and transportation infrastructure, even school reconstruction and school building. So you'll see a capital budget that addresses those with the affirmative and strong investments that a modern economy requires to create jobs. To the degree that we're able to enhance the job creation impact of that capital budget, that'll be a product of the art of the possible in the arena of political compromise with a legislature that certainly feels and understands the pain that people are still feeling from this recession, but also appreciates that a better tomorrow requires investment.